Okay, we're in business. Okay. That's a note thing. So, one of these guys, he's a very one of the very major enigmatic figures in Jewish history. Because he was firm for like 80 years, and he established many of the takanos by which we live, such as Demai, and then he went OTD towards the end of his life and became a Tzedoki. So, but, you know, stuff which he did good, we keep up. So Nokvin is this case here. Olsen Shu Makin Gabia Ega Ben Kronov. They used to hit an egel, which was brought as a korban, when in order that it should bleed, and the blood should flow down its the blood should flow down to his on top of the egel's eyes. And the ego should be able to see that they're about to shecht it, so it wouldn't panic. So he said this is not a good idea. Why is it not a good idea?
Because
Rabbi Yochanan Gadol Ad She So when are you going to feed him his Be'ach Nevelos? Now it sounds like it was mom in the Bible. It says it was Marzain. It wasn't real. It was not actually a mum or a treifa. So therefore, it was just the Maris Ayin thing. It could be the Yushami holds that as well. But it sounds like it was much more of a problem, according to the Yushami. And they are, and the carbonated says, because it could have made them trafus, right? In other words, it could have been trafus, because if you beat it too hard, that's going to be pierce there the membrane of the skull, and that in fact is the second parish in the Bavli. I have a note that the Bavli does bring that down as a second parish. The first parish in the Bavli says it's because of Maris Hayin, because it looks like you're putting a mum into kachim, and the second shot is like you show me that it's potential trefa, in that you might be causing a trefa to the trefos to the animal. Okay, so what do you do? So instead. He made for them rings. These rings are mentioned also in the Bavli and Sukkah, where the rings were where they secured the animals, so they were not able to move, and therefore they were able to slaughter them without being concerned about them panicking in the middle.
And it's mentioned in the Mishnah Midos as well.
What?
They're mentioned in the
Mishnah Midos. They were wide at the bottom to put the animal in, and then they were narrow on top to immobilize the neck. Okay, so they slipped the animal in and then pull it up towards the top where its neck was immobilized. Until his time, there were hammers beating in Yerushalayim. The Haz Yerushalayim means he did construction work during Chol HaMoed, and he canceled that construction work during Chol HaMoed. It says Yerushalmi says Adchilas Yomav. In other words, he canceled it at the beginning of his reign as Kohen Gadol in Yerushalayim. The Gemara is going to pick up on that later. In his day and age, one did not have to ask about the Demai. Now, according to the Bible, if I recall correctly, I think I have a note here. If I recall correctly, in the Bible it says because you said you have to take Mises off of Demai, right? So you didn't have to ask about Demai, don't you? Just do it. But he says here, the Yerushalmi says, Shehemi Zugos. He set up zugos. The korban eder says, "Tamida chomish yashgil v'yainu shaloyim kru yimkru amaratzim peiros kini frishu trumos umaisus kvi takonos el v'cheinu baruch." So the korban eder says that the zugos were sets of tamid chachamim. I guess they worked in pairs who were mashgichim, and they made sure that nothing was sold in the marketplace was not trumos umaisus were taken from, and therefore there was no problem of the mine. Mr. Shimon Levi Amrah, man like nine men was shvach. So the following statement of Shimon Levi is going to tell us that some of these are praiseworthy and some of them not so praiseworthy. And in the Bible, they all consider to be praiseworthy. Bavli, because there's all the Gemara about Yerachim and Yerachim going Goro to have positive developments. But Rabbi Shimon Levi does not. But he's showing on top of the name of Aleph. They would put their dedicated donations into the proper office in the Beis Hamikdash. But you notice they had the coin of Levim Lanim. They would give the coin and Levim Lanim whatever was appropriate. You see, the Chaimer by a coin ben. Aaron Malabim by Sarah Bim Gomer Alishkos based on the Alishkos of the Bnei Sov Gomer Tov Pasuk. Chay Malachi, it says, Havi U Gomer based on the Kamala Malachi says, there is an opinion Malachi is Ezra, so it makes sense that he would say there would be in both for him. Shulam Alitam is really the Mighty Shom, the Nice of my Afla Kohanim, Kadam at time of Hosan. But Chay Lanim, Afi Yisrael, the Kamala Mighty Rishon Mutar Lazarim. So Shulam Alitam says, they distribute them inappropriately. Okay? Mm-hmm. So he says it was distributed incorrectly. It was distributed to Kohen and Levim, who he knew. And then the third would be put into the stockpiling, Ushlish Lanim, the Chamei Ushlish Lanim, and third for the poor people, and the Talmid Chachamim, who in Yerushalayim, right? So he might have had good intentions, but this is not the way it's supposed to be done. Should have been done, given the proper amount of Kohanim, proper Levim, and proper to the Anim, and he evidently used his power of Hefker, based in Hefker, whatever authority of governments he had, to redistribute them as he saw fit. Somebody had a din Torah to go up to Yerushalayim. So the Korbeis says that this is talking about the litigants. And Bnei Moshe says talking about the judges. Okay? So Man HaBasolik LeMeidan could mean the litigants going up to stand the judgment. It could also mean to judge, right? At class Igrin have a Yoyim Midilei. So one third of the cost of the judgment was given. They would give from their own. Kamehav shows so the rest came from the altar. So the coordinator says. The coordinator says that for the first three times that he came to Yerushalayim, again, according to Corbeil, we're talking about the litigant, he would pay for his own room and board. From then on, the Otzer paid for the room and board. Okay, because evidently they wanted to make sure that people kept coming, so at a certain point, they subsidized the Din Otzer. The Bnei Moshe gives a much more difficult explanation. But according to his opinion, it's talking about the judge. So, but I want to suggest is that three times, for the first three times that I came, he had to do it for himself. And afterwards, they would give them this parnasa in order to be able to judge. Just like Levim would get a parnasa. In other words, they would support, and it could be this Yochan, it could be this part of Yochan Kohen Gadol's Takon in of itself, right? It says, a shlish right to the Otzer. So it's obviously this Otzer was used for discretionary funding. So this is a part, so for when evidently there was a shortage of judges in Yerushalayim, or they wanted to encourage judges to come up. Right? So therefore, after the third time, if you hold in the judges, after the third time that they came, from there on in, they'd be subsidized by the government, in other words, by the Otsar, which Yochanan Kohen Gadol had arranged. Okay. Mishabo Elazar ben Sarah, Yehuda ben Pachora. Okay, interesting names. when they came, and Hayu know when they evidently these were two guys, tough guys off the street. I know they know some Bezroa, right? They would take what they wanted from the Oitzar without any compunction, right? And the only Kohen Gadol could have protested, and he didn't. And he didn't protest. Okay, and therefore he is held responsible for this. The heavier day is meiser, and as a result, this whole long distortion, he eliminated hodayas meiser. In other words, a person could no longer say when he brought the brought up his meiser shulaim at the end of every 3 years. You know, asisi kachol asher tzibi sani. I did everything done because he didn't. It was being abused. It was being abused either to be distributed inappropriately or because it was being taken by people and who abused the system, and this was not protested.
Okay.
So that's a gnat. We didn't do in Sorai, but those are people who said, who used to daven to Hashem and say, Ura Hashem lama tisha. This is like, say, try to wake up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's not an appropriate thing to say. And therefore, that was the shvach that he eliminated that. That's another shvach, and that he eliminated these guys who made the blood splatter on the korban. That also is a shvach. Okay, so now we talk about that other one, which mentioned about until his days, the hammer was being in Yerushalayim. And we said it until the beginning of his reign. Maybe it means that he only did it at the end of his life. In other words, doesn't make sense to say, is that so of Yomav? And then there was Lignai. In other words, all his entire tenure, he allowed it to happen. And he only canceled it at the end. Or to say that some of them are not considered to be appropriate, so why not maybe this as well? So I'm like, Afa no have a sober came. So he said, I also thought that. But evidently, that is the conclusion of the Yerushalmi, unlike the Bavli, again, that there was some, that all the Shvach was lignite, that in fact, at the end of his life, he decided, okay, you know, start to do, take care of this, but he did not take care of this with the proper alacrity. Okay? Dmai, he made the Tekon of Dmai, so Rabbi Yossi Shemba, Yechiz Hashem, Rabbi Yossi, Dmai, what does the word Dmai mean? Dimi Tikein, right? And it should be Dimi Lotikin. Who fixed it and who didn't fix it? So the word Dimai is Damai, right? Or Dimi. Who did it and who didn't do it? That's the word Okay, Mishnah, Alochi Beis. Mishnah Batla Sanhedrin. Once there's no longer a Sanhedrin, Batla Ashur Mishnah Mishmeh Tishtos, they canceled bar singing in bars. Shneimar, Bashir Lo Yishtu Yain. So the, evidently, the Sanhedrin, this is Gemara getting also, evidently the Sanhedrin, when they were effective, they were able to monitor the what was going on and make sure they didn't get out of hand. Once there was no Sanhedrin, there was no longer any regulating authority to prevent inappropriate behavior. But that's the end of the pasuk. It says, Moshe brings it down. Okay, no more Sanhedrin, no more music. Okay, and one explains. Amar Rav Chista bar Yishai Yisa Ema Sanhedrin Alayim. V'loyim Rin Divrei Nevola V'Shir. And initially, they had the fear of the Sanhedrin upon them, and they would not say inappropriate things in their songs. They would sing rude songs, and therefore they just decided, let's cancel all singing in bars.
Okay. Nachum, go get mommy. The bells, the buzzer's buzzing. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Robbie.
Okay. Barishina. Loy nifrei elam elsa ish b'yofar. Initially, they would only take punish that individual, okay? The base, they would only take punish that individual. But now in Shamayim, because there is no more Sanhedrin, so in Shamayim, when there's punishment meted out on a person, it's meted out also on the people who aided and abetted him. So yeah, I guess when there was Din Ba'aretz, and there was no necessary, Din Shamayim was not necessary, right? So then punishment could be limited. But now that Din is taking place under Din Shamayim, so then the punishment extends to other people as well. Okay, so therefore, the aiders and abettors also are punished by being caught in that net. Okay? It's kind of like Kemish Nitan Roshus Lamashkus Lahashkis Eno Mavchim Ben Tzadik LaRosha. But here, it's not Ben Tzadik LaRosha, but it's Ben Rosha and other Rishon. Okay? Okay, so... Oh, by the way, all this which we're learning now is after is not in the Bible. It's all pure Yerushalmi. So every time a tzora happened to the tzibor, so when they were redeemed, they made a simcha. You know, we have all Megillas Tainis, which is about all the simchas they made when they got redeemed from a tzara, right? And when the sanctuary was canceled and they stopped singing over drinking, right? So, so this canceled also these simchas. In other words, they stopped making simchas for every redemption which they could have celebrated because the celebration get out of hand. In other words, the Takkunot, which we were once had made in terms of Simcha, now are much more leery about even make Takkunot for Simchas, and without getting into politics, this of course could be applied perhaps to modern day holidays over redemptions in Eretz Yisrael, and perhaps not, right? I'm not going to get into that. Okay. So, and this is alluded to in this pasuk, when misosli beinu is negated. In other words, the joy of hearts in Sanhedrin no longer exists, so that which we would have celebrated becomes an eidol. Okay, so the one I asked a general. So, question here. Chimaisa Sanhedrin Moelas, right? what good did the Sanhedrin do, right? In terms of that, it's interesting the question it's talking about. Now, it's not talking about the question of the Mishtos, because that we assume by the previous Gemara that they would have set up Zugos and made sure, in fact, the Rambam brings down its responsibility based in and Chol HaMoed when things are slack to set up. Sneeze patrols that people shouldn't actually get involved in inappropriate forms of simcha. But he was asking about the fact that what we said before, when there's a Sanhedrin, then the aiders and abettors are not punished. And when there's no Sanhedrin, they're punished. So why is that? What does Sanhedrin do that the aiders and abettors are not being punished? Fish in America says, Imalem Yalimo Amor Tsenemu. If the people of the nation conceal and don't actually get involved in punishing a person who gave it from his children to the Molech, to put that in any way that they want, meaning any way they can. In other words, there are specific punishments for Molech, but this is like a parenthetical remark that whatever punishments you can do, you should do, but you have to punish. So then, the Gemara is saying that pasuk tells us, if we don't give out those punishments, the pasuk goes on to say, it's not quoting here, but the pasuk goes on to say, Nasatis panai ba'ishu v'mishpachto. The punishment is going to go up to his family because they ate it and abetted them. So this is the pasuk we said before. When there's din ba'aretz, so it can be limited. When Din Shamayim has to be invoked, then it spreads much further. Okay. Mashal about Davar Doima. So what's the analogy? They gave him mashal. Somebody did something bad in the city. Masu Baal Hegman, they gave it to the governor, the Chavsho, and he put it in prison. V'haya Kasha Baal Hegman, if they it was too difficult for that. Well, the point of the motion is not going directly back on the on this previous case, but it's going on the case of according to Carmen 8, it says why the you see the by the first why the Carmen 8, Moshe Moshe Ma'adar V'Doyim Lama Biklu HaSimcha Shekavu Kineg Ratzol Sh'avu B'Shatzorah Haba Kasha Me'osa Sh'avu. Says, in our day and age, even if we get redeemed from one tzara, we just get a worse tzara next time. So if we don't celebrate anything because we're afraid, you know, okay, yeah, maybe if we can't celebrate this too much, we're going to get another one next time. Okay? Yeah, so the so that's what he's about to explain. So first he started about Egmont. He puts him in prison. If that governor, that official found it too difficult to deal with the guy, so then Masu Baal Hazmaira, who's the Baal Hazmaira is the guy who has the staff, right, the twig with which he can beat. And he was put in prison, I guess also me out there punishment. Hayakash Baal Hazmaira was more difficult than he could handle. Masu Baal Hatzrua, the Tzua, right? Visatra, and he whips it. Hayakashim about Tzua, if it's more difficult than that, Masu Lashilto, they would give him to the Shilto, to the ultimate government, and they would Zil the Kamin, and put him in the Kamin. And that is evidently the death chamber. The Pneumo says it's death row. The Carmina says it's like a gas chamber, that they would asphyxiate people there. So they're always escalating tzoros. Kacha tzoros achronos v'shachos esarishonos. So too, the later tzoros become worse and worse than the original ones. So the celebration of one redemption is kind of like absurd, basically. Okay, can we go on? Should we stop here or should we go on?
I think we're going to stop here.
What?
If I'm tuning out, then we probably should stop here.
Stop here. Okay, because it's the next page is the one I've got it. Okay, so we'll do the next page next week. Okay? Shkoyach. Take care. Have a good week.
You too. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Baruch Hashem.
This is on. We're already sent to somewhere, right?
Sent to Menhema Bays.
Menhema Bays. 45B. We Bays or Amidala? I think we left off
We left off. We're up to Aloha Yud Gimel.
Hi.
Hi, Arya. Okay, we're up to Aloha Yud Gimel.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Misha Mason the Beam Rishonim. Once the early prophets died, but the Urim Batumim, so the Urim Batumim no longer was there. No, it's by Shane, he didn't have the Urim Batumim. Even before that, it seems that they went into Geniza, okay, which I was going to have to explain. Mishachar beis hamikdash bata shamir, the stone cutting worm. Although they recently found one worm like that, just recently, which digests stone. I don't know if it's, obviously, you know, I do the same thing. Venofes Sufim was a special type of luxury food. Upaskan Shia Mona, and people who were trustworthy seats. Shneimar Shia Hashem Ki Chos Gomar Chosid. So save us, God, for Chasidim are gone. And trustworthiness has been eliminated from mankind. Okay. So, on base. No, sorry. Two lines at the bottom. Okay. Mishmeisim bim mishmeini poskurim b'tur reshumber b'nachem shem b'yonason ze shmo v'david. So shmo v'david are called the bim mishmeinim. The Kormei says, why? Because him nikru him b'vayim Hashem she also she lifnei before them nikru haroim come first b'kru b'shmuel. So apparently the earlier generations of the prophets were roim, and the v'vayim Hashem was Shmuel v'David. Shmuel was actually responsible for nevuah becoming widespread in Am Yisrael. So therefore, he's the end of the first of the period of the nevi'im.
What's your source for that? He established like the
schools of the nevi'im. Yeah, Reb Tzadik says it. I don't remember what his source is. I'm sure he has a source, but I remember from Reb Tzadik that Shmuel was the one who caused there to be prophecy to be much more widespread.
Okay.
Until then, it was only Yechidim.
Okay.
Reb Bar Kara B'Shem Rab said that God v'Nasan. David is usually not called a Navi, even though he is, you know, considered to have had a vua, but God and Nelson were his contemporaries, the ones who usually did the prophesying. So therefore, they're going to be Mishan. Rabbi Yemiyah Shmuel Bar Yisrael Shem Rav, he puts it further, Zayim Yo Baruch. So he says in the Korban Eidah, the Korban Yom Yom, which is called Mashiach Mikdash Rishon Kayam, Yom Yom Baruch, we're at the end of the first base of Mikdash period. So as long as the first Mikdash existed, Hoy Ur Metumim. Because they were in the first basic Mikdash period. So the Gemara says, Mr. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amra Zeyim Yom Baruch. We have evidence it's Yom Yom Baruch from Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Rabbi Shimon Levi, he would drosh alokim imeiz chayo amevin, b'yers alokim. And they came to clarify matters from God, and they is chayo amevin. And it says here in the Korban Eidah, "Vayi Joshalkim Elohim Tumim Bimei Zchariyo Hu Uzio King Uzio Shlosh Hashem Asayelo." And obviously, he was after Shmuel, David, God, Nasan, and they're still coming to use Urim Tumim, right? Man Kami Basrei, who was the Nevi'im who came subsequently to Uzio, Yirmiyahu Baruch, okay. Mishmeisim Nevi'im are Achronim, Chagai Zchari Malachi, Paskamim Ruach HaKodesh. The last in the Nevi'im Achronim, Chagai Zchari Malachi, afterwards they didn't have any more that level of Ruach HaKodesh. Ava Bichem Mishtamshim Uva Basko. Nevertheless, they used the Basko. Okay? Now we have a whole slew of stories which don't appear in the Bavli. Okay? So Meisr Shishomer Hashim and Zayipan. What? These are Baskos which will come out, and they're not recorded in the Bavli.
Okay.
So Maisa Shishom Shimon Tzadik Basko, for example, story happened. With Shimon Tzadik, he heard a Basko Yoytzim Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim coming out of the Holy of Holies. And what did this Basko say? This Basko said, "Vamanera Gaius Gulikus Ubatlukze Roisav." Obviously, some sort of wicked non-Jew. Who he is? He's been eliminated, and is Gzeres of Bata. Maisa Shiotz Noyim Bilachim Antiyochel. The case where young lads, I guess, soldiers went to fight in Antiochia. V'shama Yochel Koyin Kol Basko Yotzim Beis Kodesh Kodashim. Here the verse coming on Seva Omeres Nitzchu Talayot Da'agachu Krova BaAntiochia. The young people who made the battle in Antiochia were successful, victorious in battle. Kasva Ace, and they wrote down the time when they heard it. V'nosnu bozman, and they fixed the time. V'kivnu bohoshu b'osu shoyso, and they in fact found that it was at precisely that time that victory was achieved. Ma'at shishinfluz kenim etzo belis gadio biricho. This is in the Bavli. As the Maaseh says, those came to the base Gadya, where they were gathered together for some reason. And Yericho Vyatza Baska Barmer Elohim, the voice came out and said, Yeshmi Yechem Adon Chad Ro'uil Ruach HaKodesh. He's suitable to beget Ruach HaKodesh. Elashayim Dora Ador Kedai. But the generation is not worthy, and you only get Ruach HaKodesh if you're in a worthy generation. V'nostu Enem Behil HaZokin. So they figured that the person among them who was suitable was Hillel HaZokin. The Hillel. They said about him, "Hey, Anav Chasid, woe to the loss of the humble man, the pious man, Tamido Shel Ezra." The Shulam Nichasus came Aliyah became Yavne. Once the Chasidim went to an upper floor room in Yavne, Biyotza Baskav Amalem Yesh Beyachem Echad Haroyal Ruach Hakodesh. There's somebody among you who's worthy Ruach Hakodesh Elish Ein Ador Kedai, but the generation is not worthy. The Nosu name is Shmuel Hakaton.
Mm-hmm.
That one, Shmuel Katan, who was one of the Tanoim, I forget whose Talmud it was. Because he diminished himself, he was humble. Yeshua, some say the Fishemaat Hayakatim Shmuel, he was just a little bit smaller than the great Shmuel of Tanakh. And when he died, they said upon him, Hoyanav Chasid, woe to the loss of this humble and modest man, Tamido Shel Hazaken, who was the student of Hillel HaZaken, in other words, in the sense of Royal Nevuah as well. And Shas Misoso, at the time, was death. So he said the following. Shimon b'Shmuel l'Charba. Shimon is Rabbi Shimon the Nasi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shmuel Revelation the Kohen Gadol. They're going to die by the sword. They were from that sword of Ruge Malchus. The Shark Omalabiz and all the rest of the nation will be looted. V'akin Sagin Yevion. And there's there are going to be many tragedies or many sorrows which are going to come. V'losha Aramis Amaron. And he said in Aramaic, which evidently the Mishnah was not yet the lingua franca of the Jewish world. V'loyedim Amar. So people just shouldn't know what he's saying. In other words, people, I guess, obviously some people understood, but the other people, it was, they shouldn't know about what the future is going to bring. And Rehub and Bava was the one who gave smicha to five Canaan at the time when the Romans forbade smicha, and he was killed by being shot through with arrows. His kinu shayu omrim. They wanted also to say hey hoy another chassid, but they it was a crazy time, and you don't get and it says shame aspinim arugi melch mina emas melch. You can't give a big hesped for people killed by the king. By the king, by the kingdom, lest the kingdom get upset at you. What is this business with Shamir? And this is in the Bavli more or less. Bria he being Shemay Bracious. It's a creature from 6 days of creation. And we came to Shimarno Solavon when you show it to the stones. Not sure means putting it on it or just putting it near in the vicinity. They would get carved in front of it, like the wax tablets which you have, which you know I use a stylus in order to make markings of. Bosh Bigos means the boards of a notebook, but their notebooks were made out of wax. Uboba Nishlama Beislam. That was the term used to build the base of Mikdash. Adar Siva Baiswi Bono. So it's as it says, the house was when it was built, Emet Shlema Masonina, it was built with whole large stones, Makavos Vakarzen, and hammers and axes, V'chol Kli Barzel, and all sorts of metal tools. Lo Nishlama Baiswi Bono. So they were not heard in the base of Mikdash when it was being built. Emchem Emem Begolros Hoyu.
Go They were dragged?
Yeah, I think that, I think it means that they were polished. In other words, that they, which means they had to use metal. I think that's what it means. One second. Those call avanim, mikaros mimidos, because all of these were precious stones in the measures of hewn stone. Mikaros mimgira, they were smooth. They were polished with a scraper. Mibayisim mechutz, right? So it's both on the inside and on the outside. Mm-hmm. So. You can't get a shamir to do that, right?
Right.
Once they were once in the base of Mikdash, no metal vessels were used upon them. You would fully shape them outside the base of Mikdash and then bring them in to build the base of Mikdash. Okay, so you see in Korban 8 it says, it was made complete and the mountain where it was quarried and then schlepped whole to the Beis HaMikdash and it was not redone there, but they did use metal on it at the quarry site itself.
Okay.
Rabbi Amar Nirenti Rabbi Yehuda Bavne Beis HaMikdash. So he says, what Rabbi Yehuda says is he used the Shamir, that's about the Beis HaMikdash. And Nirenti Rechema Bavne Beis HaShoshloimo. Because the Korban Eight points out, that pasuk is talking about the Avne Beis HaShoshloimo. So therefore, it's not about the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds that there's no distinction. The same way you build the Beis HaMikdash, you build its own house. But the Rebbe holds and Rebbe Yehuda holds that it's that there were different.
Okay.
And nothing can stand before the Shamir, even if it's put on top of a stone or l'toch tasha mateches, or into a on top of a tray made of metal. It immediately would split open and go down. So what would they do in order to keep him? In order to preserve him, in order that he shouldn't run away, the Shamir. Right? What's going to hold him? Hayukachim also mukishot tzemer. They would wrap him with a soft cloth made out of wool. Nosnim also toch teni shel avar. And put him inside a container of lead. Molei subin shel sa'orim, which is full of a bran of barley. I'm not sure why that did any good.
No, I was eating all the time.
What?
I'm guessing that it was just busy eating.
It could be. Okay. Yeah. It's possible. Yeah. It was it was happy with the food it had. Didn't have to go anywhere. Fine.
I don't know. Maybe they just turned on YouTube.
Yeah. But that was the of Hamavlik showed Al A's. So this although the sieve, what does it say here? The Kormier says, "Bir kala kazeh yivka ha'ara kashem ilfanov." So Avlik showed not al ez but al az. So somehow a showed here means like this light creature. So this light creature can destroy a mountain. Okay. Novet Sufim. What is Novet Sufim? It's Vasha Bamitzi Pia. It's honey which comes Bitzi Pia. So the Korban Moshe learns that it's the name of a place. But the Korban Eda says that it is, it actually is not referring to honey coming from a place, but rather the fine flour which remains on top of the sieve after you sift the flour. So that it's tzipia floats. Tzaf.
Okay.
That's what Bagmar says. Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochina, Tzola Tzaf Agabe Napa. This is the fine flour, which remains on top of the sieve, because it's not complete, not like powder, but it's fine flour. Lusha b'tavashchem, and you knead it with honey and with
butter,
and it makes this amazing cake, which is called Novet Sufim. Okay? Amr Rabbi Yonason, Yofa Sifsu Shechalnu Nerosenu. Sifsuf Bnei Moshe is a priha garush nishar bilam basof. The lousy fruit which we ate in our youth is better than we pure pankrasin shechalnu b'stiklusenu. And Rabbi Kormenet says the chashuv pashperish chashuvim, it's they were better than the top notch fruit we ate in our old age. The biyoma yistayin am, in our days the world changed, and dramatically from the from being on a high level of material perfection to a low level of material perfection. Amechib Rabbos Arbalis. If in the old days, if you had a measure of arbalis, a certain type of grain, so a certain type of wheat, so you could get out of it. Now, I don't understand the math, but it says, you get a saw of fine flour, saw of kemach, a saw of coarser, normal flour, saw of kibar, a saw of coarser flour, saw of mursan, a saw of bran, so a subin, and a subin is even coarser than that. So, now you can't even get one measure of all these things out of the one measure of arbalis. So this sounds like it's a more miraculous thing, but from the arbalis, it's perhaps not literal, but anyway, the point is that the grain was much, much better in our youth than it is now. Okay?
Okay.
Pasco Anshe Amona. There no longer any Anshe Amona. I was there, Anshe Amona, Teira. So he says, these people, let's see, because pain motion. Anshe Amona, come as these things that they don't exist. Teira, meaning, hey, be other Shabbatim Bashem. These are people who trust in Hashem. She had said, he's scam, that they'll be successful in the business. Im Yosam Askim Bateira, and they will go. Most of the time to spend learning Torah, then his bodily manner would not take time off of it, except for the bare minimum. So he's saying that Anshe Amona means they were trustworthy in their Torah. Okay? Am Rabbi Zira, Kadah Chad Rebbe, there was a case with one Rebbe, one teacher, that have a Kari Lelachua B'tzor. He was teaching his brother Mikra Tanakh with Tzor. And they called him out to do business, to go out to make money. Amalei, so he said to them, I'm going to cancel my time to learn. In Chamila Meisehu, if the Parnassah will come to me, the Parnassah will come to me. I have true bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So people of this level bitachon, they have ceased to exist.
Okay. Question for you.
Yeah.
It seems like the Baskol sometimes spoke in Aramaic and sometimes spoke in Hebrew.
Yeah. I guess depending on who was supposed to understand.
Okay.
If it was for the masses, it would be in Hebrew. For the just for the inner circle, it would be in Aramaic.
Not the other way around. I thought the regular
times the Mishnah Lingua Franca was still Hebrew. So many times the Gemara that it became Aramaic.
So didn't they bring Aramaic back with them from Babel to Eretz Yisrael?
They didn't speak it. No. I mean, they brought it back, but it wasn't the common language.
So when they came back, because they brought back the names of the months, for example.
Yeah.
So they came back from Babel and they spoke Hebrew?
Yeah.
In Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
So at what point, so they were speaking Hebrew in Babel also?
No. Babel spoke Babylonian, I assume. Aramaic became the Aramaic became gradually the lingua franca under the Syrian regime, right, which started with the Greeks, and because that was their language, and it spread, and after the independence of Israel was lost, it became universal.
Babylonians.
What?
I thought Aramaic. I thought in Babel, the Babylonians spoke Aramaic.
I don't think so. Okay. It's the Syrian language, but you know what? I have to look it up. I don't trust myself. Maybe if you remind me for next time, I'll look it up.
All right, doesn't matter.
Okay, so we'll stop here, and I'll let you know what we're doing next. Okay?